Yeah. So that was an important time, and for me, an important lesson about how organizations and communities struggle as they expand. It is the nature of that. I'm an academic now. I'm a research scientist, and I notice this very often, that as we go through transformations of a new building or new faculty members or people changing roles, that is very stressful in organizations. And that is what we have as a monastery, is we are a community of people that has organizational qualities and that is stressed by change. And as I look around me, I'm kind of astonished by where we are. It is amazing how complex and sophisticated this set of buildings and land is. I think about it as a spiritual community carved into the mountain. It's certainly built with cobblestones and building permits and poison ivy rashes and all of that. But it is this enduring spiritual place. And I think what I'm also struck by is this sort of long story, that when I was first involved, it seemed like something that would happen, as I think Mark was saying, month to month. Fred was saying month to month, and maybe sort of 6 months to 6 months. But here we are, it's 5 years, it's 10 years, it's 20 years. And I start thinking to the future, and I start thinking about, what does it look like 20 years from now? What does it look like 40 years from now? What does it look like 80 years from now when I'm no longer here? That there is a place that exists that is really quite extraordinary. And I guess I want to also express my gratitude to the monastics who are here. It's really moving to me to see men and women at the front of the room. That's, I think, an important way that this whole community has grown. And it's extraordinary to see the support from the lay community that has allowed this to grow, that this building is literally under construction because of the generosity. And that generosity is important for helping the monastery and the buildings to continue to grow, to have people come and visit to support the monastics who are here. So I'm really grateful to you all as well. Thank you very much.